Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallo, hier ist Mona und heute habe ich wirklich Hollywood zu Gast. Er ist 51 Jahre alt, sieht aus wie 21 und kein Tag älter. Er ist Oscar-Gewinner, er ist Grammy-Gewinner und man sagt über ihn, dass man Jared Leto, den Frontman von 30 Seconds to Mars und Jared Leto, den Schauspieler, noch nie in einem Raum gleichzeitig gesehen hat. Ja, weil manche Leute immer noch nicht wissen, dass das ein und dieselbe Person ist. Heute ist er aber hier und spricht über sein neues Album, das er als Kind ganz viel Plastik gegessen hat und über seine Lieblingssüßigkeit. Ein wildes Interview. Ich freue mich sehr, wenn ihr dabei bleibt.
Hi everyone, this is Mona and I'm joined by a person today that is so incredibly talented. It gives me anxiety sometimes. He's a successful actor, he's a director, you're a fashion icon, a pure artist soul and a legend for nearly 3 decades now. And people comment about you that they've never seen the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars and the actor Jared Leto in one room. That's suspicious, don't you think so?
It's a little suspicious.
Such an honor to have you, Jared Leto.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a warm welcome. I appreciate it. It's good to be here and happy to be your guest today. I can add that to my list of accolades.
I think it was on your bucket list for ages.
That's right.
I know. I can't imagine. I've seen the video yet, like your TikTok video where somebody commented, I've never seen them in one room. Yeah. And then you made fun about it and I really loved it.
Yeah.
Read all the comments and then just pick out one and think, oh, that's actually a funny idea.
No, it's probably a bad idea to read too many comments. Mm-hmm. You end up in the hospital or something.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. We've been having fun with TikTok as well, working with creators and collaborating mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah,
which is great for me because it's a whole new world. And mm-hmm. With music, it's usually such a long process. Like sometimes we work on a song for years, mm-hmm. right? But the TikTok thing is fun because it's so fast.
It's like 15
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, and then sometimes like, I'll shoot something with someone, then they will get a message a few hours later. Oh, we're ready. Can we put it up? And we're like, what? Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So it's fun.
So that's something that is new now that like you released your music like 5 years ago, the last album.
You know, it was called Musical.ly and ByteDance last time, but it was barely, I don't think people were using it much in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. Like, you've got a new album coming. Out on the 15th of September. It's the end of the world, but it's a beautiful day. I got the chance to listen to it. It's a great body of work. It really reintroduced me to your music so much, which I loved. It's really nice. And you've got your first single out, Stuck. Congratulations on that. You directed the music video yourself, and I heard you saying in an interview that it nearly killed you.
Yeah.
Why?
You have to ask them over there. It's it's a labor of love. And one of the reasons that I do really enjoy directing them is it's an opportunity to continue to share your thoughts on the song, the narrative mm-hmm. of the song. And I'm always excited for people to hear the song the first time seeing the video.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think that changes how you interpret the song. And for me, it's just another chance to make a little piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot in Paris over 2 days and had this incredible cast of people.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what did you feel differently directing the video and then hearing the song again while seeing the video? Was there some other emotions than only writing it?
Yeah, there were a lot. I mean, when we were on set, the people were so amazing. The way they were just, most of the people we used weren't dancers. And with basic, the premise was just them interpreting the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a very simple video. It was a camera and people, and a study in portraiture. It was a love letter to a group of photographers that mm-hmm. changed my life as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
People like Richard Avedon and Irving Penn and Mapplethorpe, and but it was really exciting. Like we were on the set every time looking at the monitor going, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And the people were so great. I don't know. There was a feeling of magic.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And as you already said, it's an homage to photography, but also to your mom, kind of, because you wrote on Instagram that thanks to your incredibly creative mother, your brother and you were instilled with love for art and fashion and photography. What other tools did your mother maybe teach you and give you that you could still rely on now and that maybe brought you to where you are right now?
She taught me to make pancakes.
Mm. Yeah. And that's the thing.
That's a thing.
That's like the fluffy ones?
That's a survival tool. That's for sure. She also taught me the power of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I heard this saying not too long ago. It's like, you better find discipline or discipline will find you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is Nietzsche or some shit. Someone grumpy said it, that's for sure. But it is true. My mother has always been very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And she... and she... she also taught me that, you know, taking a creative path in life is appropriate.
It's an option, kind of, right? You know, normal people say, like, no.
A lot of parents, a lot of people are scared because it is a scary path. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of instability, a lot of top ramen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So, as I already said, I love the song. Stuck, it has, I think you said it yourself, a sense of liberation and freedom, kind of, in it. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the only one like that on the album, kind of.
Yeah.
So why did you choose Stuck to be the first, like, comeback single?
Because, you know, it's like, I don't know, in a way it's a bit of... it's like when you go to the casino in Las Vegas, you know, a lot of times if you gamble the first time, you know, they let you win. So it's a gateway drug to the album, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something celebratory about that song. It's something where you listen to it and it at least gives me the feeling of like liberation, you know,
yeah,
especially in the choruses and by the end of the song.
Yeah, totally.
But it's like a red velvet ding dong.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I take that.
You know what that is?
No.
Okay. I always like to throw in things in an interview in Europe that are distinctly American, and it's like it doesn't make any sense. But
just me, like laughing and
nodding.
Like,
but a red velvet, a ding dong is something you find at the gas station.
Okay,
like
I thought of something
cheap dessert.
Like very, very different. Okay.
Some people may not think it's cheap, but it's like 60 cents basically. Maybe it's a dollar now. I don't know what they cost. But when I was a kid, they were probably like, you know, probably 13 cents because I'm pretty old. But, so I would go down and you buy a ding dong, and you know it's great. It's a piece of waxy chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even taste like chocolate. It tastes more like
wax. So it's
wax.
Something to eat.
Yeah, it tastes like wax. It's brown wax.
It really
with a little
it
sugar
sounds so
on
disgusting.
It, if you know what I mean. It's like it's a waxy hard, and then the inside. It's
the more you
brown,
talk, the more disgusting
waxy,
it sounds.
Hard. Yeah, yeah. But it's in plastic already, so it almost. Feels like you're eating a little bit of plastic, which is when you're a kid is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to eat plastic a lot.
Okay.
Rubber.
Could be really dangerous.
If these were plastic when I was a kid, I would have eaten it. Yeah.
Did you like ended up in hospital because you ate too much plastic?
I would have cleaned my teeth with these when I was a kid. You ever do that? Put it like a piece of straw in between your teeth?
No, I was a good kid.
You ever do that? You put a straw, you get a straw and
you're
like,
all did
between
that?
Your teeth. I don't know why.
Why?
If you could figure out a way to get a straw between, I don't know.
You it's never just, ended up in hospital because
oh,
you
yeah,
swallowed too much.
You know, I would put my finger in the socket if you didn't stop me, you know, just to get a little.
Attention?
No, just to go on a ride, you
okay.
know.
Just because you're crazy.
You know,
okay.
just to get a little. Little energy.
Mm-hmm.
You put your finger right.
Okay. Please don't do that now. It could be like really.
But anyway, ding dong is great. It's like you open it up and it's a little rubbery piece of like a hockey puck, you know, for hockey.
I think I got it.
Yeah. And then you open it. If you bite into it, it has some, it's supposed to be whipped cream, but it really is like, it tastes like, hair products, maybe, but with sugar
like
in
plastic
it.
And sugar
yeah,
and
it's
hair
just
product.
Like it's a fake. It doesn't taste anything like whipped cream, but it's sweet enough where you know and salty enough where after you get rid of all the bloating the next day you kind of forget about it and then you want another one
and that's how the single stuck
but,
like
but
sounds
no
to
what I was gonna say is There's a place in LA that makes a ding dong. It's an interpretation of the cheap ding dong, but it's a really good one.
Okay.
And it's red velvet. You know red velvet?
Yeah, I know that.
Red velvet. But it's bigger. It's like a gourmet, fancy ding dong. And I think that stuck as like a red velvet ding dong.
That was the longest answer, but yeah. Really funny one.
That's the truth.
Good.
You can't argue with the truth.
No, you can't. Did you write this for, like, was Jack the first single you wrote for the album?
No.
No.
No, the first songs, this album was born into COVID. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the early songs were about banana bread.
Oh, of course. It was a thing.
And I did have a song that rhymed Fauci. You know this guy Fauci?
Mm-mm.
In America, we had the... He's not the Surgeon General, but he's like the CDC head or something, the something czar, the health czar. He's the guy in charge of all the COVID mm-hmm. stuff for the government. And his name is Dr. Fauci.
Oh.
And he's a character. He's kind of has a funny voice. He talks a little like this, and he's a kind of a short guy, but it's like a character.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people loved him, and a lot of people didn't, because he told people
okay,
to put the
but
mask
that's always
on,
good on social media.
All that stuff. But yeah, so I had one song that rhymed Fauci
mm-hmm.
With 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how where I was at the beginning.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it was. There's something about a 5G
sing it.
And
can you
Fauci.
Sing it to me?
I'm trying. But
Fauci, Fauci.
When you get old enough, when you get old, you forget your own songs.
Yeah, that's. Don't tell me.
It like, happens to me on stage.
I just turned 30 now. It's like.
I'll wait till you hit 73 like I am. But when you're on stage, sometimes I look out and I'm desperate because I can't remember the lyric, and I try to find some
the fans
kid
will. Yeah,
in the audience, and he's singing, and I hurry up, I got it,
perfect.
And then it finally happens.
Mm-hmm. So it did feel like the first time starting all over again, making this new album. Did it feel like the first time doing it ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like the first time. It felt like you know when you go to summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize
we know that in German too.
Yeah, you
summer
forgot,
camps we have.
Yeah, you forgot your you forgot three things, and you go to summer camp for the first time. You forgot your toothbrush, your socks, and your underwear, and then what do? You're mm-hmm. you're done. You know, it's like God, childhood.
Childhood.
You know.
I'm glad it's over.
Glad it's over.
Glad it's over. Can we talk about the songs a little bit more?
Sure.
Sure. Like
I'm trying to remember
songs.
The Fauci line.
Yeah, I know. You're like really somewhere else right now in your mind.
I'm trying to remember.
It was such a good
I know
one.
That you know that I know.
Do you have like a voice
just
note in your phone?
I know. 5G and Fauci and look, California, it's burning. Yeah, but you can't use this because the song's not out.
No.
No, you have to beep it all.
Of course.
Because it'll be funny if you beep it and then people, what did he say? But you can subtitle it. Beep it and subtitle. That'll be quite funny. But I have the song here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the song.
But it didn't make it on the album.
It didn't make it on the album because it was probably a terrible song, but I liked it.
It's a TikTok thing. Maybe it's a TikTok song.
I think it might be because mm-hmm. it's called... Well, I have this here, so I can't whisper.
No, you can't whisper. You tell it afterwards and nobody will ever
I'll tell
know.
You after what it's called because it has a funny title.
Okay.
I thought it was a funny song for a number of different reasons. Yeah.
Are you back with me again?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to ask about two more songs because like the first one that stuck out was Get Up Kid.
Get Up
Kid. Because you really like sang your heart out and I just wanted to ask you, who did you sing it to?
To myself. I'm the only one who listens.
No, you're not. I mean, I've already listened
to the
album.
No, in the studio, nobody listens to me. So I often sing songs that relates to myself.
It's about don't give up. You waited your whole lifetime for this. And you really sang it to yourself. Like, to your younger
To my inner child.
Nice.
Yeah, to the king of ding dongs.
Yes, that one. Is there a song about the ding dongs? No. I would love to have
Yeah. There's actually quite a few. Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about
Yeah.
Good. And Never Not You is also a really nice piano ballad. And do you give away, like, the voicemail at the end? Do you give away who's it from?
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. This one is tricky,
That's
right?
That's the first time anyone asked me about that. No, I can't give it away. But I will tell you, I had a few different voicemails.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the one that worked the best.
Okay, worked the best emotionally, lyrically,
yeah,
sonically.
Yeah, just felt right.
Most personal.
Yeah.
Good. I love this song. It's really like this is really. Yeah. It gave me goosebumps. It's an incredible love song.
Thank
I think.
You. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's a. I'm curious to see what people think of that song when it comes out. It's okay. quite a heartbreaker, mm-hmm. huh? It's like a journey song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
totally. Don't stop believing.
Totally.
If we're so lucky. But it's like a really quintessential, slightly schmaltzy ballad.
I love it.
But thank you.
I love it. Last question, because we're running out of time. You said an album isn't how good you can make it forever. You say what you have to say and you move on. So what did you want to say with this album?
I just said that 30 minutes ago. How did you know? Because I did just say that again. You know, they always say you never finish an album. They just rip it out of your cold, mm-hmm. dead hands. And I think, you know, you just have to set a deadline and you have to say, okay, we're done. I don't even remember how we finished, but we did.
So there wasn't a like, oh, it's a wrap, guys, and you were hugging each other. No?
It's still going on. You know, there's a version of this song or this thing on the video. I mean, there's like, you know, it never ends. And okay. then you have the live version.
Of course.
Well, for the video, I put the bra-bram. Yeah. song in the beginning, mm-hmm. which I tried to do in the studio because mm-hmm. I wanted to put that part in the beginning and introduce it to the audience as they hear the song. But it just didn't feel right in the studio, but it felt right in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And now live, we put the bra bram before.
Oh, it's awesome live, right? It's an awesome, like throughout the whole album, fun. I pictured every single song on the, yeah. as a live version. And I was like, this yeah. is made for life. So is there, yeah. I know you're doing festivals right now, but is there a tour coming maybe? Because this is a live album.
You know, I would say there's got to be a tour. But what one thing I really want to do in Germany, and we've done this before, is I'd love to do, you know, not just Köln and Berlin and,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we really want to do an entire tour of the country.
Ooh,
and
nice.
We've done this. I mean, we played 20
yeah.
something different markets in this country, and it'd be really fun to do, you know, an extensive tour.
Nice.
They always try to stop me from doing that for some reason.
Because
they get greedy. They think, oh, you only have so much time, so we got to get to all these countries. Mm-hmm. So they want to, you know, but I'd love to go to, you know, mm-hmm. a more extensive tour. Only because there's only one reason to do it, is to eat your bread.
Oh, it's the best. We've got the best bread. I always miss it on holiday.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret
of the
world. Everyone thinks that France has the bread.
No, it's not. It's the Germans. It's the only good thing we have. It's the German bread.
It's the German bread.
It's the German bread.
And, you know, Bavaria is quite nice too.
Yeah.
Berlin's a great city. I mean, you're all very lucky to live here.
It's the best.
But mostly because you have Mr. Wongs.
Yes. So to wrap it all up,
Have you been to Mr. Wongs?
No.
No one's been to Mr. Wongs?
I think that's only like that.
Well, you're going to thank me. I'm your new...
tour guide.
Yeah.
City guide.
Restaurant guide. Yeah, go to Mr. Wongs.
Mr. Wong's.
Have you been there? You
know, isn't this with the noodles? Mr. Wong's
yeah.
noodles? The hand-pulled noodles. Oh, of course. You never get there as a normal like citizen. You never get there. They're always like
place.
Queue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Wong's in Mitte.
Yeah, the hand-pulled noodles. Too. They all love it. I know they're
so good.
But you know, nobody ever
Wontons.
Got there. Nobody ever got the place there.
Yeah, it's so
no.
good.
No. You did it?
Yeah, twice.
Oh.
It's so good. I'm going to go there now.
Good.
I go good. Every day when I'm in Berlin.
Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So to wrap it all up, what did you want to say with this album?
You know, the nice thing about an album is you don't have to say anything.
Okay.
you get to sing it.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
It's just kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. If you can do it, it's nice.
Yeah. I mean, but I will say that it feels like we're like a brand new band.
Ooh, okay, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it, like sonically, I would also say vocally. I mean, I love your vocals on this album.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I figured out. Some people ask if it's me singing.
Yeah. I also thought that, like,
that was kind of an interesting idea. Like, I would love to hire someone else or have artificial intelligence sing for me.
Ooh. Be careful what you wish for.
And then you just tell me what to sing on stage. You know,
maybe one day it will happen.
Even then, I would put a hologram or something else on stage. It would be fun.
One day it will happen, right? And I would hate it.
And you could do one concert in every city around the world on one night, and all these arenas everywhere with your hologram. And I could be live. Maybe I'm singing. It's a live hologram, which they can't do yet. I've tried. But you do a live hologram, and but I'm in Las Vegas or something. You know.
I would hate it, actually.
I could be in Saint-Tropez. Doesn't even matter, right? Yeah. It could be somewhere, you know, fabulous.
Yeah, it would be great for you. You wouldn't,
I could literally be in the living room, the kitchen or something.
Nice.
And we could do one
pancakes,
show.
And then
I could
make pancakes.
I could do one show and blast around the world. And then you went on tour one night.
Yeah.
Everybody's there.
That's it. So maybe we will see you like that in like maybe 20 years from now.
Maybe we should do that for one of these festivals. Like, I don't even show up.
No, people would hate it. We want to see the real you, of course.
But if it was a hologram, it'd be kind
of still
like
not real.
You'd probably take a few pictures. And then maybe after the second song, you'd be
like,
wait,
is he even good? There?
Did I pay for this?
Yeah, no, people would hate it. There's only one Jared
Leto. We should definitely sell ding dongs at the show.
Yes. I'm coming to every single show in Germany and I want a ding dong for every show.
Yeah, we should. We should import them.
Yeah.
It could be a big hit.
I think so too. Maybe that's
Can you make any money
idea.
If you sell it for 13 cents? What's the German equivalent to a ding dong?
I really have no idea.
Wiener Schnitzel?
No, like this is totally different. Like it couldn't be more on the opposite like side of the ding dong range. It's such a weird conversation. But thank you.
Maybe I'm just hungry.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm just hungry.
Yeah, maybe.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.